There have been some dark periods in human existence, such as the Black Plague of the 1300s that killed off about a third of the world's known population. We don't forget about the Titanic in the 1920s. When she slipped under, there was 2,000 souls on board that majestic bloody ship. Only about 700 survived. If you're old enough, you'll remember the alcohol excise taxes of the 1980s, which would change the way we consume beer forever. Pearl Harbor, Krakatoa, the floods. And here now in round 22, in the year 2014, Australia has experienced its single most horrific pre-round premium lock Armageddon on the record. Now, I'll tell you what this won't be. What this won't be is the week that breaks us as fantasy footballers. It won't define us like that. That's not what we're on about here at the community. There will be no injury, no laid out, no rest. None of that's going to break our resolve. Because I'll tell you right here, this week, round 22, 2014, will henceforth be remembered as the week that galvanised our community.
That's right, fans of AFL Fantasy Football. It's time for the People's Prince, the father of fantasy, and everybody's favorite humble genius, Jock Riddles. Over to you, Jock.
Now, I'm going to deliver this without any sort of bloody sugarcoating, because as a community, we have grown to expect a certain honesty of each other. So I'm going to just deliver this straight down the pipes here tonight. These are the outs that we all have to deal with, community. It's official. Dane Booms, JPK, Nat Fife, Michael Barlow, Dyson Heppel, Boomer Harvey, Daniel Wells, Callan Ward, Reed, Travis Cloak, Hurtier Mybumbia, Billy Schmitz, Jed Buse, the skin flute himself, Will Minson, Craig Bird, Jack Grimes, Ben McAvoy. That's what we're dealing with. Now, we go through stages of grief and of shock, and the stage that you need to reach very swiftly and quickly is acceptance. And I think that's what tonight's about, community. It's about acceptance as a community of what's happened to us and finding your common ground before you build back up to positivity. And look, I've had a hectic week. I've been on the telephone all week. I had an emergency response booth set up outside the Bond Beach Town Hall during the week, and I've been consulting, counselling. Very harrowing, very heartbreaking what has happened to fantasy teams this week. Now, I was on a coffee break, sitting down there in the park bench, and a little child came up to me and said, "Hey, mister, why are you looking so glum?" And I told him, about the community, how many people are hurting out there. It's a difficult time for many people. And he said to me, "Jock, Scott Pendlebury will be in. Jimmy Bartell's probably going to be back. Roughhead, Zach O'Brien's going to come back into your team. You're going to need his coverage." And it just was a stark reminder of how pure, simple and beautiful positivity can be in life. And I stood up off me park bench, and I'll tell you one thing, I marched back to that disaster relief annex with a purpose and a spring in my step, because he was dead right. Pendlebury's back, Carlisle's back, Bartell's back, and it could be bloody worse. All we're left to do is to think, well, every other bastard's in the same situation. Are we going to let this bloody defeat us? Or are we going to learn from it? I know I bang on about learning, but we have to bloody learn from this. So I'll tell you right now, come round bloody 14 when you're thinking, gee, I'm just going to burn me bloody trades. No, you're not, because Armageddon can get a bloody hold of you. And it took a little tacker to come up to me and say, to pretty much say, he didn't say it in those words, but get off your ass. Community bloody needs you. And we're going to get off our asses and make the best of the situation that we're presented with here.
G'day, Jock. Big Ben here. Total and utter carnage. That said, I somehow managed to move up in the rankings to around 3,500th, which was quite amazing, actually. So in light of the weekend that was, I've started penning a song, and it goes like this. At first I was afraid. Shit, I was petrified. I kept thinking, what the hell happened to my Supercoach side? But then I spent so many nights just thinking how my trades went wrong, and I grew strong. I learned to take it as it comes, so now I'm back from that dark place. Logged back into my PC to get back in the race. Should not have traded in JPK, I should have left it the other way. If I'd known for just 1 second, I would not have gone astray. So now Fife's out, and Pandles too. Beams is a sack, Kennedy too. Shenton off the bench will probably make me ranch. Knowing that a donut's here, I can't escape that filthy stench. Oh, now go, I will survive. As long as the community's here, I know I'll stay alive. I've got more super coach to give. I've got my life to live. I will survive. I will survive. Hey, hey. Regards, Big Ben.
Benny, what I love about you, mate, is clearly amongst the maelstrom of chaos, you've come here with a song which was a bloody ripper. And what were your words there? As long as I've got the community, I know I'll be all right. Bloody beautiful. And we've got to look on the bright side of these situations. Because it could have been a lot worse. Pendlebury's back in. Bartell, thank Christ, he's back in. Zach O'Brien from Brisbane Lions coming in is a big in for JR Brumby FC. That will mean that I'll go into this round with no donuts. You've got to look on the positives of stuff, you know? Even when you think about life, despite the rising cost of living, it remains very popular. And there's a reason for that. It's about positivity. We're going to get through this, and for some of us, we've got a premiership to bloody win.
Hey, Jock and community. TG Footy Tragic here. Last week, I tell ya, bloody Devo. I did pretty good, though. I got 2,500 or something close to that and brought me up to 33 overall, but the aftermath, I swear, I'm not going to be able to make it. I'm currently third in the qualifiers league. I'm hoping, beyond all hope, that the other guys fail a bit so I can make the divisional system. But yeah, my midfielder Beams, Barlow, Pendles and JPK. Hopefully Pendles plays this week, but I've got a definite nug anyway. If Pendles don't play, that's two nugs. I've got a lucky to have cover of Bruce letting me swing Zorko in the guts, and Mitchell swinging Hunt back, but it still gives me a nugget, providing Pendles does play. Anyway, I've got a couple of left field picks for those who do have trades left. I myself don't, unfortunately. I've been saying all along Jordan Lewis is a gun. His 3-round average is 144, 5-round average of 130 since round 7. He's had one sub 94 score, and 9 of those have been tons, and he's in less than 1% of teams. He's got Geelong and Pies to go. Historically, he struggles against the Cats, but he's never gone off his head like he has, like, this, so I'd bring him in. The other one I'm putting out there is Toby Green. His 3-round average of 130, 5-round average of 125, and since round 17, his lowest score's been 107. Again, he's in less than 1% of teams. He's got the Pies and Bulldogs to go, which means he could really go large. We all know Pritis is a jet, but my two tips are in less teams, meaning they're riskier, but they could win you that flag. Joe Watson, he's also a nice get, but his tank might not quite be there yet, I don't think, because, yeah, he was off for quite a while. Sorry I wasn't, last couple of weeks, haven't put anything in. I've kind of just come out of hospital with a bloody golden staff. Too many bloody surgeries on me on the same knee, I reckon. Anyway, I'm on the mend now, and I can actually be home and research these picks for you guys. So, anyway, good luck to everyone. Cheers, guys.
Wonderful to hear from you, Terry, and best of luck on the recover from the golden staffs, mate. I know it's a terrible thing, and you've been in the hospital. You come out, and in your time of need, in your time of recovery, what are you doing? You're servicing your community and you're helping people, and that's wonderful, Terry. Congratulations on a significant year. You're up there in 33rd. I know you might think that you haven't got much left in the kick, but geez, based on this week and based of what people at the top pointy end, you could end up coming in the top 20, mate. So hang on in there. Wonderful wisdom as always, Terry. And let's have a quick look at the qualifiers league. We've got Adam from United as one, Wayne from The Filth. We've got Terry, Soap and a Rope, Chris from Delicious, Justin from Steak and Chopsticks, John from The Mob, making up the top six. But there's only a couple of hundred then between the next two or three. We've got Chico Rolls, Connor with Luck of the Irish, and Ross from The Wolf and Bison chomping away at the heels. So that's all happening there. Now, the leader of the Donors League, and he's up in Divi 2 as well, Adam, is ranked 15th overall. Congratulations in Supercoach this year. Then we've got The Kraken. We've got Dave the Wombats, who's having a cracking bloody... You put some comments up there in the comments during the week, mate, and I haven't gotten to them, but you've had a fantastic season and you're coming home like a bloody fast train, David. So who can just about lock in and look forward to Divi 3 next year? We've got Dylan from Dylan's Daredevils, Darren from Hawthorne FC, and Paul from Multibets. Some of us might also otherwise know him as the Pie Man. Also looking like he might sneak in there. But there's Raj. He slipped down to 7 from the Titans. Raj, I know you're listening there. You're an enthusiastic community man, and you know it's still on for young and old over there in the donors as well. So very exciting stuff. News in the Premier League is that JR Brumby FC is in the preliminary finals. We'll play the Sergeant Supercoach, and that's Vern with the Big V Brigade. I've got a full flock. He might go in minus 5, and that's about it. So, you know, best of luck to you, Vernie, out there listening tonight, mate. We all know that the sheen and lustre of the coat of the Brumby is something to behold in finals time. Then we've got the Dimowitz, of course, who won Supercoach overall last year, going off against I Bleed Teal, Nathan's team, in the other end. Bad luck last week to Power of the People, who got knocked off by the Brumby, and also to our good mate Dancing David Ruddick. Fantastic season, son. Got knocked out by the might of the Dimowitz, but you've had a great season. Congratulations to everyone playing off in the finals, not only in the Jock Reynolds Premier League, in your divisional leagues with your mates, and of course, if you're still just having a crack at your best bloody rank to try and be your best. Well done for seeing this thing through right to the bitter end.
Jock, you go off and says, it's not the trades that you make as a point of difference. Sometimes it can be the ones that you don't make. I traded out Miles for 5. Miles is smashing it. 5's gone. So is the rest of me bloody midfield. So, thank you, Supercoach Gods, for the donkey punch you delivered me this week. Next time, buy me a bloody drink first, you bastards. Itchy nuts and a bloody sore ass. Jock, I think we're going to have to borrow some of your creams, mate. Goodbye, Supercoach 2014. Hello, treadmill and Tinder. Jock, there's a giant fork stuck between my cheeks, mate. I'm done.
Now, Pie Man, and you can borrow my special creams any time you need to soothe what ails you, son. And don't say you're done, Pie Man. Don't say you've got a giant fork in your cheeks and you're done, because you're not. Don't go on the treadmill and start doing the tinders. I don't even know what that really means, mate, but just don't do it. Because there's a season here to be won. Don't say goodbye to the season, mate. I want you to look in the face of adversity and just bloody snarl and laugh at it and say, is that all you bloody got? I want you to wipe those tears away from your eyes. I want you to wipe the tears away from your eyes. Just make yourself some notes about what you learnt and what you'll take away from this season. And you will come back a more mighty proposition of a fantasy footballer than you would ever have imagined you'd ever reach, my friend. Now, I want to read an email that's coming from Jesse. Many of you will have heard from Jesse earlier in the community podcast, but he's been crook. And have a listen to this. Dear Jock, I'm writing this to apologise for not sending in many questions over the past 4 weeks. I was so keen to send one in considering it's do or die prelim finals time, but I'm still crook as a dog and can't talk or anything. Personally, I'd like to thank you for putting me on all the Thursday night podcasts most weeks. Makes my bloody day to see your kind big heart. To allow a youngster like me, only 14, to heal myself on your shows. I only started listening to you last year, but it feels like I've known your booming voice forever. Listening to you, Crouch, Higa and Wayno makes my week. It's like listening to the king and queen talk things. It's that good to listen to. Now, he's got a message. God, Jesse, thank you for this, mate. My beloved Jock, I have been feeling down lately. Sickness, Supercoach, down ball. One can't seriously keep up with all this hustle and bustle. I took a long walk down in the park and I saw something. I saw the bloody moon shining on the bald head. It was a lad with a Gold Coast guernsey on. His name was Gary Ablett Jr. He said, I have come to address the seriously lacking standards of Supercoach. Life is not as important. Supercoach is important. Here are 5 commandments that each and every one of you need to follow. 1. You shall not sideways trade. 2. You shall not select mid prices. 3. You shall not burn trades. 4. Do not copy the side of another. And 5. Do not desire or covet the side of another. And he finishes with a beautiful little quote here. In every super coach's life, there's going to be a crossroads. And when you reach that crossroads, you either step up or step down. And he says it's one of those weeks. And Jesse, I just want to thank you for your email, mate. And I want you to get better. I want you to take it one day at a time. I want you to keep loving your super coach. Okay, mate. You're a hell of a good bloke, Jesse. And I thank you. And Higo, Crouching, Wayno, all the boys, thank you very much for your input. It's very much appreciated, son. Now, if some of you went to do the speak pipe, the whole bloody speak pipe internet-based website's gone. So the little, there's a red thing that comes up. It didn't come up because the SpeakPipe website over in America has gone down. But put out a tweet and a Facebook, and I've got another email here from young Riley, and he's, what's he said? G'day, Jockey Garn Crouching. With the last 2 weeks of finals upon us and the majority of those with trades left, we'll be forced to use them this week. Who is a player to trade in that could win us our next two games? Predominantly a midfielder, and these poor old crook blokes. You've got the golden staff and poor old Jesse, who's under the weather as well. But, gee, Jordan Lewis has to be purchased. He is in scintillating form. My one quandary, and I mean, you can't deny the form the bloke has been on. I was staggered that bloody Fife went to, the Spindle Shanks, bloody Isaac Smith the other day. I don't think Jordan Lewis really copped that full tagging attention. And I wonder whether it should be due of him. I mean, if I was lining up against a Jordan Lewis, he is damaging. I think he needs to have a real genuine hard tag put on him. And in the form he's in, I mean, Sam Mitchell really isn't damaging. I'd be staggered if Geelong don't at least do something about Jordan Lewis this weekend. But having said that, more than a valid trading option. The other one, you'd say Rory Sloane. Reliable as buggery, just keeps getting the job done. Terry G also had Green as an option there. I would have been starting to talk about Dyson Heppel if his hand hadn't been bloody broken in half during the week as well. I'm still big on the West Coast boys. I think Gaff, if you're after a bit of a bargain, Andrew Gaff, I'm still quite keen on. The Shuey boy, they're playing Melbourne this weekend. They could win you a premiership flag. And, of course, the Richmond boys. You've got your Delidio, Brandon Ellis or Cochin. Any one of those is going to do the job. We know they're playing the might of the St Kilda Football Club, but regardless, they should get a reasonable job done this weekend. Look, community, it is a difficult time. All we can do is work through it. All we can do is deal with the lot we've been dealt up. All we can do is learn our lessons. All we can do is stay positive and look forward to the next challenge that presents itself. Have a wonderful preliminary final weekend. Keep yourself good and healthy. See you Sunday with Higo and Crouching and Wayno for the Sunday podcast. I'm Jock Reynolds.
At first I was afraid. Shit, I was petrified. I kept thinking, what the hell happened to my super coach side? But then I spent so many nights just thinking how my trades went wrong and I grew strong. I learned to take it as it comes, so now I'm back from that dark place. Logged back into my PC to get back in the race. Should not have traded MJPK, I should have left it the other way. If I'd known for just 1 second, I would not have gone astray. So now Fife's out, and Pandles too. Beams is a sack, Kennedy too. Chanting off the bench will probably make me wrench. Knowing that a donut's here, I can't escape that filthy stench. Oh, now go, I will survive, as long as the community's here. I know I'll stay alive.